Welcome to the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast with me, your host, Danny Kennedy, and you're listening to episode number 10. Hey guys, on today's episode, I wanted to keep it short and sweet, so I'm going to share with you my three favorite tips to automatically improve your squat. Does squatting give you back pain, knee pain, or maybe even sore hips? Well, you can fix all of these problems by following these three mental slash physical cues every time you squat. And yes, these cues do apply regardless of what variations of squat you are doing, whether it's a narrow stance, a wide stance, a front squat, back squat, kettlebell, dumbbell, it doesn't matter. You will benefit from these three tips no matter which variation you are using. Tip number one, hips must drop back first. Whatever moves first will load first, meaning if you bend from the knees first, then don't be surprised if you are experiencing some sort of knee pain. Let the hips drop back slightly and then follow that up by pushing your knees out as hard as you can, which leads us to step number two. Push your knees out hard. By pushing your knees out as hard as you can, this allows the hips to open up and forces your glutes to activate, which we all have so much trouble with doing, taking the load away from your lower back, which helps prevent lower back pain. Also, by pushing your knees out, this will prevent any caving in of the knees on the way up, allowing you to produce more power and force to drive the weight back up from the bottom of the squat by being able to keep the weight through your heels. Tip number three, spread the floor with your feet. The powerhouse of the lower body is the glutes, which means the more you can activate them when squatting or deadlifting, step-ups, lunges, etc., the more your performance will improve and the chance of injury will decrease. When you set up in your stance for a squat, whether it's a narrow or wide stance, you want to imagine you are spreading the floor with your feet. I always think to myself, big toe, little toe, heel. This gives me a reference of where my weight is being distributed, and then I think about spreading the floor out to the side with my feet, which really fires up the glutes. So there you have it, my three tips for automatically improving your squat. But we're not done just yet. I want to share with you some important notes that I'd like to add in as well. Spend a lot of time releasing and mobilizing your hips to ensure you are keeping a neutral pelvis. The problem so many of us have is having tight hips, which then pulls on the pelvis, which puts us in an anterior pelvic tilt, which then puts the hamstrings on stretch, makes it extremely hard for the glutes to activate, and more often than not, leads to lower back pain. The next one is activate, activate, activate. Seriously guys, activate your glutes every single day. As I mentioned just before, the glutes are the powerhouse of the lower body. If your glutes are not firing, then that's when you'll experience the back pain or the knee pain, sore hips, you know, the list goes on and on. And lastly, mobility in the calves and the Achilles is also majorly important. If you can't seem to keep your heels on the ground when squatting, then maybe try using some sort of elevation under the heels. This will help make up for the lack of mobility. For example, with some of my clients, I might use a small weight plate, or if you're lucky enough to have some Olympic lifting shoes, then these are perfect. So there you have it, guys. Give these three tips a go next time you decide to squat. And let me know if you feel the difference in the way you perform and also where you feel it in the squat. For example, are your glutes firing? Are you not getting as much pain in your back or your knees? Or does it just feel better? Because I know for me, when I mentally go over these cues every time I squat, it just makes sure that every rep is the perfect rep. So I hope this has helped, guys. Thanks for joining me this week. I know it's a little bit shorter, but stay tuned for next week. I have a really cool episode. And as always, leave a review, make sure you rate the podcast, and please subscribe.